Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, what's...
whatever's on your mind goes. Political issue, personal problem, anything. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that we have the archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. There's no backstage pass. There's no 24/7 that you have to pay money for. It's all free, and it always has been. So go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of us. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you should call them toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, that's only for those of you who are fed up and tired of this big government that we have today. If you love the government providing you with your services that you find so wonderful, then just stay right where you are and don't go to freestateproject.org. Okay? Because that's what we were talking about last hour. We had a message board post from Jack that we were talking about where he just totally doesn't get the whole liberty idea. He thinks that the government could be a really good thing. In fact, he thinks some governments are really good. He doesn't acknowledge or accept the fact that government is force. And I'm sorry, but that is how it is. Government backs up all of its services at gunpoint. If all of these wonderful so-called services, the library and the police and the fire departments, if all of them were so wonderful, then they would be provided, and if they're in demand, they'll be provided for by the free market. And as you pointed out, Manwich, when it comes to the fire department, that's done in over 92% of the communities in this country. It's done voluntarily.
I believe it's 92% of the stations. I can't remember exactly.
Whatever. There's 92%. A lot of them.
Yes.
That are provided on a voluntary basis. And that's because people realize they're worth something. And they're willing to voluntarily pay for those services. You don't have to point guns at them.
Most of those fire departments hold little boot drives on a pretty regular basis. They do door-to-door, you know, solicitation of funds, you know, that kind of thing.
And that's the right way to do things.
Yeah.
That's the right way to fund your services voluntarily. I mean, after all, if they really are worth something, people will pay for them. So, government is force. We know that on Free Talk Live. Some people just don't get it. So, that brings us to the question of, are you for freedom or are you against it? This from unknownnews.org. For a free society, you just need two things. And a listener actually emailed us this. He said that you should pay close attention, Manwich.
Yeah.
First, of course, you need people who want freedom. And second, those free people need the means to prevent others from taking freedom away. A working constitution, some functional system of checks and balances, which is what the Constitution was originally supposed to provide, or community spirit that just says, don't tread on me. We spend a lot of time debating intricate details of that second ingredient. Perhaps surprisingly, though, it's the first ingredient that's really tricky, finding the people who want freedom. And interestingly enough, that's exactly what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. We're trying to sift through America. There's 290 million people in this country. Plenty of them don't want freedom, as we'll see here in moments.
Oh, yeah.
We want to find the ones that do. We want you all to listen, whether you want it or not. We want you all to listen, but specifically the ones that really, really want freedom, we'd love for you to come with us to New Hampshire, part of the Free State Project. Anyway, he says, you think most people, this person writing here, you think most people who are, or even most Americans want freedom? Most Americans don't know what freedom is. And if they know it, it scares the bejeebers out of them. It's easy to wave Old Glory or sing along with Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American. Any idiot can do that, and many idiots do. But real freedom is a lot more difficult than waving a flag and singing a song. It requires hard work, long patience, and commitment to genuine principles. Traits, many of the loudest...
kind of sounds like Bush's speech, but hard work. Long time.
Traits many of the loudest so-called patriots are clueless about. It isn't easy, after all, to argue that people should be free to do things that you would never do. It takes honest open-mindedness to let people be free to worship a god that you might think is silly, free to read books that might warp their minds, free to say what they think, even when you think they're telling lies. Most people are only comfortable allowing others to make the right decision. And they're all too willing to make sure that the wrong decisions are illegal.
Yeah.
It takes a true love of freedom to argue that people should be able to choose things that you personally would never choose.
Right.
Free to do things to their own bodies that you would never do to yours. Free to take drugs that you would never take. Free to chase an unapproved cancer therapy. Free to have sex with any consenting adult that they wish. Free to decide for themselves whether or not to bear children. Free to simply think for themselves and make their own decisions. A lot of people are scared silly to think for themselves, and scared even sillier to let you think for yourself. That's what we were talking about last hour, is that people, they want freedom for themselves. Sure, oh yeah, I can handle freedom. But it's him down the street. He can't handle that freedom. So we need to have some restrictions. They ought to pass a law against that kind of behavior. That kind of speaking, the way that kind of manner of thinking, is not going to get you any freedom for yourself. So he says it takes more principle than they've ever had to presume that even accused child molesters, killers, and terrorists are innocent until proven guilty. We've kind of thrown that whole thing out the window in the past few years, haven't we?
Yeah,
with Jose Padilla.
I don't think we've ever been really good at the innocent until proven guilty thing, but
right.
It's something to be strive for, and
yeah,
certainly
absolutely.
Jose Padilla should be charged or freed.
Yeah, and our press doesn't do anything to help protect these freedoms.
I heard that fat bigot Michael Savage on there talking about how great it was that, you're anti-American if you want Jose Padilla free. What? He was making fun of the ACLU, red diaper, doper,
whatever,
blah, 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 blah. I hate people.
Yeah.
All I like is my little dog.
I only like white people like me.
He's such an awful, awful man.
It takes enormous restraint and respect for human rights to insist that even people found guilty of crimes deserve to be treated humanely. If you can agree with that, you're probably more fair-minded than most American so-called judges and juries. But if you can't agree, then you're just another one of the angry townsfolk, carrying your torch and rope for a lynching. You're one of the millions or billions who fear freedom and actively fight against it.
Yep.
Why not embrace your inner tyrant and admit that freedom horrifies you? Just say it out loud and listen to yourself. That's all that I ask. You're certainly in the majority, so revel in your hatred of freedom. The next time the subject of politics or religion comes up, let everyone know that you believe freedom shouldn't be allowed. Wear a t-shirt that declares in big letters, I hate freedom. Or get a bumper sticker that says, tell me what to do. I respectfully argue the opposite position. I love freedom. If you tell me what to do, I'll tell you to go to hell. Freedom is more than just a word that sounds sweet. To mean something, it has to be truly respected, cherished, and understood, and that's a mighty tall wall to climb. Most people love their walls, their leaders, their rules, their regulations, their cages, more than they love freedom. After all, those cages are comfortable. You built a cage where my freedom used to be, a cage manufactured of laws to keep me from going where I want, doing what I choose, or living my own life. Every needless law, of course, constricts our cages just a little bit more. Until there's no longer room to stand up. But the hunchbacked and the kink-necked still celebrate freedom as if they have it, every so-called 4th of July. And in reality, I love that that description, that they're hunkered over, hunched in this, this cage that the politicians have built for them. Oh, you're still free, set off some fireworks in your cage. Oh, wait, you can't set off fireworks anymore in most
of
the states.
Not allowed to set off fireworks.
You can build a cage for me, but I'll never willingly walk into it. I'll die trying to stay out of that cage, and I'll never build a cage for anyone else. I'd rather be human and live among other humans, sharing certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness are my own choices and not yours. And your choices are yours to make, not mine. That's freedom. So, are you for it or against it? Are you for it or against
it? I'm for it.
All right, good deal. 800-259-9231. You can stay on the show now, Manwich. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. More coming back.
Golly, thanks.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom. Also known as the miraculous king of herbs, known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. longevity with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you, and you can take control of the airwaves. Hijack the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Ben Mitch.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update. In fact, I sent out an update today. So if you're on that list, you get it right there in your email box. And
what was it about?
It's free. It was about actually a concentrated effort to call program directors around the country.
Ooh, how exciting.
Basically, the idea is that we've bought a half-page ad in Talkers Magazine, which is a big deal for Free Talk Live, because up until this point, we've only done 16th of a page ads. So a half page is a major step up. And it's a pretty sharp ad. We put it on our website at freetalklive.com if you want to go take a look at it. Actually, you can look at it really quickly at amp.freetalklive.com. It's right there on that page. And so we're going to advertise to the industry, the radio industry. We're going to get them seeing the words Free Talk Live in print. But at the same time, I want them to actually hear Free Talk Live from their listeners.
Yeah.
I want the listeners to call in. And even if you're not a listener, you can be a podcast listener, and you can still call your local radio stations because maybe you want to listen live. You know, Maybe you want to have that option when you're out driving driving around. You want to have the option to tune into the show live, or you want to, you know, you want to have that choice.
Or maybe you want to just help two jerks have a dream.
Or maybe you just want to help the people in the area that don't have internet, you know, that don't have an iPod or they don't have an MP3 player. Because there's a lot of people out there without internet access that are stuck listening to the radio. So think about it that way if you're one of our internet-only listeners. Anyway, the idea is to get the Free Talk Live message in front of program directors as much as possible. So go to freetalklive.com. Manwich, what about lawyers?
Well, I've got an interesting article here, and
okay.
I thought I'd share it with you.
Great.
Pocatello, Idaho. I can't imagine where that is. It was just after Pocatello attorney Curtis Holmes finished his opening argument in a child sex abuse case that the trial judge learned Holmes had lost his lawyer's license.
Hmm.
The Idaho State Bar suspended Holmes's law license this week for 11 months. An investigation determined that he had asked a female client to pose for nude photographs in exchange for his fee for her divorce.
Hmm.
So now,
instead of having to pay the bill, instead of having to pay the lawyer's bill, which are never cheap.
No, they're never, never, never cheap.
She took a few nudie photos and got it taken care of. Huh?
It doesn't say that she necessarily did. He just asked.
Oh, he offered.
Right.
And that was the problem.
Right. He said that, hey, you know, you could always take nudie pictures.
Yeah.
And I could have them, and then I could sell them or keep them or whatever, and that'd be worth some money.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what. Whoever she is, she isn't worth that much naked.
Hmm.
Because this could be thousands of dollars for this divorce case. You can believe that.
Right.
Yeah. Just to let you know.
He was doing her a real favor then.
One could
say.
In
my opinion.
You know, the fact is, she could pose nude for pictures
yes.
from someone, sell them. I don't know about Idaho. Every state has different laws.
True.
Some states you can't, pose nude as though...
You could do it anyway.
Yeah, you could do it anyway.
Right.
And then you could sell them, and then you could give the money to the lawyer, and the bar wouldn't have any problem with that. The fact is that he asked her to do it, and that's the issue.
Right. So the bar has ejected him from being a lawyer, basically.
Right. And it seems to me that, you know, everybody's got a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you go to work to use that commodity.
Yeah, what's wrong with trade? What's wrong with barter?
I don't see it's a problem.
Well, I don't see it's a problem either, but as you pointed out, the bar is actually, while they're a private organization of lawyers,
yes,
they're also granted a monopoly status.
Right. You can't operate, you can't do it without, you can't...
There's no competitor. Right. There's no competition. There's no RAB. You know, it's a bar backwards. There's not another option out there. If you want to have a lawyer, he's got to be a member of the bar.
Right. Otherwise, he can't practice law.
It's a huge scam, of course, part of the judicial system scam that we have here in this country. So, I don't know. If you think that that's a problem, asking a client who owes you money for nudie pictures, it's kind of like we had a story a little while back. Somebody who was charging. I guess he had a few houses that he owned. He some of his women,
I love this one.
Right. Some of his women renters were owing him back pay.
Right. They just, you know, hey, I'm having a little trouble making ends meet this month. And he said, no problem.
Have sex with me.
Put out and you don't have to get out.
Right. And they had a problem with that. I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
800-259-9231.
Well, the reason they wouldn't have a problem with it if it wasn't illegal, you know, all this legal stuff.
Right.
You know, it might be a lewd offer. In which
it's
case
a legitimate
say,
offer.
That's disgusting.
Right. Well, then pay up.
Yep.
Maybe.
I mean, you could make another disgusting...
You owe me $1,000.
You could make other disgusting offers. I'll pay you $1,000 to smear cow manure all over yourself.
Sure.
Now, that isn't against the law to say that.
Right.
It might be disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It might be weird, but...
You can do it.
You can do it.
Right.
Now, how is it that...
Because you have the freedom to contract in most cases.
Yeah, you should.
Except for sex.
Right. God knows, that's dirty.
So silly. 800-259-9231. So if all that makes you uncomfortable, we want to hear from you. Otherwise, let's go to this email from Todd. He is talking about a standing army, which we've addressed a few times over the past few weeks on the show. The idea that...
This is a tough one because the Constitution has definitely been circumvented in this area.
Yeah. Well, the idea that in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, I think Clause 12, it actually specifies that the army is not to be funded, is not to basically be in existence for more than 2 years at a time. So Todd is kind of addressing this, and he says that having a standing army is a necessary evil. Not having a standing professional army may have worked in the 1700s because the enemy could only take over so much territory until you managed to mobilize the militia, and the militia were armed with weapons comparable to those in which the other army was attacking. Even now, the militia is effectively limited to small arms. In all seriousness...
Why is that?
Because he says so.
You could have an armory in town.
Sure you could. In all seriousness, but he's ignoring that. In all seriousness, who's going to pay for a tank and maintain it?
Well, I don't think that there's... For one thing, we have all these tanks.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to them? I mean, they have to go someplace.
Yeah.
Well, sell them off to local militias.
Those gun owners would love to have their own tank. Are you kidding me? They'd love it.
And I don't think that the Constitution necessarily prohibits... the government giving tanks to militias, by the way.
Sure.
I mean, I don't have a particular problem with that. I know Ian does.
But also, let's remember this, okay? Let's just pretend that tomorrow the military sold off all its stuff, and they didn't even sell any of the tanks. They just demolished them, right? They just melted them down into metal, okay? Let's just pretend like that's what would happen. If that was the case... It seems like Todd's worried that Red China is going to come over here with a bunch of aircraft carriers and roll off a bunch of tanks and attack us with them. Now, it's certainly possible. We're in Iraq with a bunch of tanks, and look what's happening to us. Do the insurgency have any tanks of their own?
No.
Are they having any trouble blowing ours up?
They're just a few thousand guys that are wreaking hell on our 150,000.
So even if we couldn't, as militias, even if we couldn't have access to tanks, we'd still be able to defend this country. If they can do it in Iraq, we can do it here.
See, the problem is he believes that the fact is when you get rid of the infrastructure, as it were, there is no infrastructure to take over. There are no politicians to be corrupted and turned.
Right, there's no military infrastructure to win.
When you don't have this local burgermeister that you can just stick a gun at his head and say, and he says, I'd give up the town.
Yeah.
There is no town to take over then.
Right. And the same thing with military apparatus. If you win,
the federal government.
Yes. Blitzkrieg, Gulf War II proved that a country could be totally taken over before you can mount an effective defense with small arms, and then you're relegated to an insurgency role. Well, that's because you're fighting the government first, Todd. When a government invades another government's country, you fight the government military first. Sure, you can defeat the government military. You're pitting one government against another. There's going to be a winner and a loser. Once you wipe that government force out of the way, that's when the insurgency makes its stand. That's when the citizens make their stand. More coming back at your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
Yeah, man. What's
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where we get all kinds of good stuff, including live streaming. The broadband version. The not-so-broadband version, for those of you on dial-up, they're all there, and it's all free, just like it's always been, and it always will be at freetalklive.com. So, we are doing some emails, catching up on some emails, and of course we'll take your calls about anything from the political to the personal, heck, even pop culture goes. We're reading one from Todd, and Todd, he's a thinker, and he always makes some good points. In fact, I think sometimes Todd has changed our minds on a few issues. He actually works for Intel, interestingly enough, so you know he's smart. Anyway. He says the Founding Fathers were way ahead of their time, in a good way. In many respects, they were certainly fallible. When they overthrew King George, did they create an anarchist utopia? No. They created a state, the Articles of Confederation. And when that state proved unable to effectively control people, they created an even more powerful state. Todd, I don't know about that. From what I've read, and I suppose I could be wrong about this, but from what I've read about the Articles of Confederation and why they came back and did the Constitution, it had a lot to do with the money system, more so than anything else. The government fiat money system that came about as a result of the Articles of Confederation, they realized that, oh my gosh, we made a big mistake. This needs to be changed and changed now. So that was their primary motivating factor to come back and rewrite the whole thing as the Constitution. Anyway, he goes on to say that they professed principles, talking about the Founding Fathers, such as the right to liberty, but then they denied that right to an entire race. And while they were certainly laissez-faire capitalists for the most part, they were almost certainly fascists when it came to moral issues. What do you think would have happened to an openly gay person, or a pagan, or a witch in those times? And your point is taken, Todd. So, many parts of the Constitution they got right, but other parts were only right for that time, and our vision of liberty is clearer now. The Constitution is not sacred. It was written by fallible men who believed in the absolute necessity of having a state to control people. And I think a lot of us have a tendency to refer to the Constitution as if by chapter and verse from the Bible, as unerring truth for all time. I agree with that, Todd, actually. I agree that the Constitution and the Founding Fathers were fallible. After all, they're just people too, right? They don't deserve to be worshipped, they deserve to be appreciated. They deserve to be appreciated for their good intentions. And they really did have good intentions with the whole Constitution. It's just that their ancestors, not their ancestors, but those who followed them, us, we haven't been paying much attention. Their descendants, thank you. We haven't been paying much attention to the whole Constitution and freedom and liberty thing. We just sort of let it ride. We figured we could just go with the flow and we'd still have our liberties after decades. And it's just not the case. So, I agree with you, Todd. The Constitution, and as Johnson would put it, our Monday night co-host, it wasn't the Constitution that failed, per se, it was the people that failed the Constitution. Because if we'd paid attention to what our government was doing, then none of this would have come to pass. None of this big government insanity that we have today. 800-259-9231. So, thank you for the email, Todd. This one is a short one from Travis in Gainesville. Travis says, I just had a couple of questions, and I'd like your take on it. In a free market system, what recourse would an abused child have? They have no money to hire a protection agency. In fact, any money that they would have would likely come from said abuser. I think the answer to that question, Travis, is that in a free market, a lot of people would have a lot more money. Everybody would have a lot more money.
Well, there's a lot of charities now that support
you know. Yes, that take care of kids, and they take care of battered wives as well.
It's not the government that doesn't do that.
That's correct. But people would have more disposable income under a free market system. I mean, you'd literally be working half the time to make the same amount of money that you make today under a free market. And the amount of wealth that we would accumulate from that is beyond imagination. I mean, we can barely even fathom how wealthy of a society we could be if it weren't for the government sucking the wealth out like a parasite. So, since everybody's going to have more money, as you pointed out, we don't have a problem with charities today. There's plenty of them and billions of dollars being contributed to them. If we all had more money, what do you think people would do?
Probably be a bit more generous.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's a certain amount of people out there now that would love to give more.
Absolutely. And so, therefore,
many people don't feel like they're able to give because they just don't make enough money. They're barely above.
They got to make ends meet.
Yeah.
First.
I feel like I've got to give anyway. That's my personal opinion.
Well, if we had the ability to give more, then and there'd be these, you know, child rescue organizations, child protection organizations that were formed voluntarily. I'm not talking about the DCF, the Department of Children and Families, or whatever it's called in your state. I'm talking about an organization of people, volunteers for the most part, that really care about kids. They really want to take care of kids. They really want to rescue kids from bad situations. And I hate to tell you this, but in case you haven't been paying attention, the DCF and its ilk, they don't really care. There are some people within the DCF, just like there are some good cops, that are trying to make a difference, that are really trying to help kids, but they're hamstrung by the rules. They're hamstrung by the bureaucracy. And then you've got the ones that are just totally lazy. They don't check up on any of their social cases. They sit around in an office all day and they eat donuts. And we have to pay for that? Sorry, that stuff should be funded voluntarily. And people will fund them voluntarily because people care about kids. Obviously you do, Travis. So I'm sure you would donate. Question number two, he says. The historical result of laissez-faire economics has been the formation of monopolies and the near slavery of the laborers. How would a libertarian government prevent this?
This is what baffles me. Is people believe that somehow these monopolies that we've had, you know, I mean, there have definitely been times, but the fact is they use the government to create the situation where no one else could compete against them anyway with licensing and all kinds of other issues. No, when the government really stays out, not what they told you in school was laissez-faire capitalism, because I'm sorry, at school, they lied to you.
That's right.
I know it's hard to believe that most of the crap you learned in history was lies.
But half-truths.
Half-truths. Like half-truths.
Misinformation.
You know, which I'd like to make it clear, the Civil War, not about slavery.
No.
Yeah, just so you know.
It was an issue at the time.
It was certainly an issue.
Right.
You can't have capitalism without governments. You can't have monopolies without governments.
You just can't.
Because how in the world is there going to be only one company if the government isn't making it so the other companies can't exist?
Right, because otherwise, if there was somebody that was controlling 99% or 100% of the market, that means that there's a huge opportunity for you as a business person to go in and jump into that business, provide the same product at a lower price or a better product at a similar price or et cetera, and get in and compete. In a free market, in a laissez-faire economic system, you always have that freedom. So your information, Travis, is clearly coming from government education.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Unfortunately.
And it's okay, because most of us went there too, and we were all lied to as well. And it's tough finding out that you were lied to for your whole life. I mean, some people will never believe it. I mean, denial is the most common human response, right,
yeah,
Manwich?
It absolutely is.
You put some information out in front of somebody, and even if the information is crystal clear and totally understandable, they'll just deny it to the hilt. Oh, that can't be possible. What, you mean I've been lied to my entire life? Yes, you have.
Well, because the socialists who want to gain power find that this is the easiest way to do it, is to lie through the schools. What's plank number 7 of the Communist Manifesto, Ian?
I think it's plank 10, and that's government control of education.
No, I thought it was 7.
Well, whatever. I think 7's like control of transportation or something.
Okay.
And I actually put that in front of my mom the other day. And I said, hey, Mom, did you know that plank 10 of the Communist Manifesto is that government's to control education?
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah, she didn't care. She didn't mean anything to her. She still supports government education. And so I said, well, does that make you a communist? She said, no, I'm not a communist. Well, if you support centralized education, You do support communism. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruits, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa and the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Over 30,000 posts for you to surf around through at our bulletin board system. I like to call it the digital playground because it's a lot of fun. I have too much fun with the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. Seriously, it takes up almost too much of my time. There's so many people there interacting, over almost 700 people. So go and check it out. It's, of course, totally free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, Manwich. Let's talk to Mike in Alabama. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey. I wanted to talk to you about the Constitution. You were talking about the Constitution a little bit earlier there.
Oh, yes, that old thing.
Yeah, that old thing. A few issues with the Constitution. First of all, I've been through the period where I argued the Constitution.
Right.
The thing is, it really comes down to this. There's two ways to look at the Constitution. Either it allows everything the government has been doing, or it has been powerless to prevent them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with the latter.
Right. Now, I do still argue the Constitution at times, even though I'm an anarcho-capitalist, and
right.
I think the whole thing's invalid anyway, but
sure.
The point is that this is the government said, okay, here's the rules we'll live by. They made the rules, and then they violated them.
And continue to violate
exactly.
them. So what are we supposed to do about it, Mike?
Well, I say do everything you can to abolish government.
Right.
Starting with the Free State Project.
And, yes.
Amplifying.
Do you remember?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Amplifying for FTL.
Yes, indeed. Are you an amplifier?
Yes, I am.
Well, wow. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
You're doing everything then.
Yeah. At least everything we know about. hold on just a second. I got some questions.
Go ahead.
Out of the, let's call it freedom movement, or say, you know, the Libertarian Party, or, you know, some group like that, how many of those people do you think are anarcho-capitalists?
Well,
anarchists.
In the freedom movement, I would say that there are a lot more than...
More being 2%?
It's kind of hard to get a handle on the freedom movement, because I think that the big L libertarians, the members of the Libertarian Party, are actually the minority in that group. I think that they're...
I would say that the big L libertarians are a minority in the libertarian movement, too.
No, in the Libertarian Party. He specified the Libertarian
okay.
Party. The Libertarian
right.
movement, I think, is majority big L libertarians, because the party kind of panders to the small L's.
Well, I make a differentiation between the Libertarian and the Freedom Movement.
Okay.
Libertarians are members of the Freedom Movement, but I think the Freedom Movement is much bigger than Libertarians.
Absolutely.
I think that the trend, and it's definitely a growing trend, has been that people get introduced into the freedom movement by the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, you know, as I did myself, I was a Republican and got to the point where I was arguing constitutional issues with the Republicans so much. One day, a buddy of mine from the Nasty Guard called me up and said, hey, there's this wacko from a third party on C-SPAN saying all that crap that you say all the time.
Was it Harry Brown?
It was Harry Brown, 1996 presidential nomination acceptance speech, and that got me into the Libertarian Party. And I first got in, and I liked what they were saying, but I was worried, I was a little uncomfortable. But as I stayed with the movement, I went further and further, and now, you know, I'm full blown anarcho-capitalist now.
Yeah, that's basically my path as well. I found the Libertarian Party through Harry Brown, and then I did the same thing.
I think that seems to be the big trend. And what happens is people spend a few years trying to work with the libertarians, trying to work within the system, and gradually they realize that, hey, you know, this isn't working. I'm wasting my time. I'm beating my head against a brick wall. And
yeah.
The fact is, I can't make other people be free. I've just got to live free myself. And so what they do is they drop out.
Yeah.
They become the permanent travelers. They gulch. You know, they drop out of the system. They stop paying taxes. They go anonymous, and I think that they are actually the majority of the freedom movement.
I think you're right about that. Mike, great points and great input. Any final thoughts for us?
One thing I would like to say is the progression from the Articles of Confederation to the Constitution, it wasn't actually the issue of the fiat currency.
Okay.
It was the fight between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists,
mm-hmm.
and basically the Federalists were a bit more organized, and they were effective at making sure most of the Anti-Federalists were out of town when they pulled the Constitutional Convention.
And when you say Federalists, you really mean the Anti-Federalists, because they were calling themselves the Federalists, but they really weren't Federalists.
Well, right? No, the Federalists were the Hamiltonians. They were...
Right. No. The Hamiltonians.
A mercantilist nation.
Right. They weren't really Federalists. They were just calling
right.
themselves that to fool
right.
the public.
Right. And the Anti-Federalists were the Jeffersonians.
There you go.
And basically, they made sure that Jefferson was sent off to France to deal with some stuff. And while he was in France, that's when they sprung the Constitutional Convention.
Mm.
There was a lot of funny business there. And basically, the reason we have the Bill of Rights.
You got 10 seconds.
Sorry. When he came back, the anti-federalists got back into town. They tried to fight the Constitution. The best they could do was to get the Bill of Rights attached to it.
Yep. Thanks for the input, man. Good history lesson. We'll appreciate hearing from you in the future. 800-259-9231. We have some of the most knowledgeable callers, man. Which
we do have the smartest callers.
More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show? Maybe. We might be able to fit your calls in. 800-259-9231. If you can't make it in tonight, well, we do it six nights a week. Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we are live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming, the bulletin board system, archives, and much, much more. It's all on the house. All of it costs you nothing at freetalklive.com. We've created something that'll spiffen things up a little bit, though. It's called the AMP program, Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's allowing us to reach out to more listeners. It's allowing us to promote the show amongst the radio industry a lot better. And we're doing it because of you. Many of you who become Free Talk Live amplifiers. There have been 57 of you so far that have done it. And what we're asking is for $3 a month. That $3 a month we're turning right around into advertising for the show to promote the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message we have here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to become an amplifier and you want to find out what some of the benefits are, because there are a few benefits, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. The main benefit, the main goal of the whole thing, once we reach our goal of fundraising, then we will reduce the commercial time on the show by at least 25%. Seriously.
It's a good deal.
And we'll replace it with more Showtime.
Yeah.
So if that sounds good to you, go check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I got to take issue with the two options Mike gave about the Constitution.
Okay.
Two issues that he gave were, what, one that either the Constitution has...
It allows for
all the, I guess, the abuses of power that the government is doing, or it has been completely powerless to stop them.
Okay.
I don't know. I think there's definitely a third option to that.
And the third option
to that is that the Constitution is absolutely completely effective in preventing those abuses of power as long as the Constitution is followed.
I mean, it's really just a piece of paper.
The problem being is that the Constitution has been completely ignored. The fact is that you said it earlier, you quoted my, what I would say, and
right.
Here I am, I'm repeating it, because you guys let that comment slide through, in that the fact is, the people have failed the Constitution. If we had been paying attention and actually using the Constitution, we wouldn't have this problem. If you have a gun and you choose not to defend yourself and you let the murderer with a knife stab you to death, it's your fault. It's not the fault of the gun. The gun is perfectly effective at killing the person and protecting you, but if you don't use it, then you're dead.
That's a great analogy, Johnson. Thank you. Final thoughts?
So the gun didn't fail you. You failed the gun. Is that what you're saying?
We're not using it. We're not using our protections.
Right.
We're not using the Constitution.
It's in a lockbox, basically.
Well,
exactly.
At this point,
the politicians in government right now, you know what they're using it for? Toilet paper.
At this point, it's so not used for so long that, provisions get, we the people tried to use a provision of the Constitution to get redress from politicians, isn't that
right.
so? And
right.
It was completely ignored.
Just ignored. Yep.
Yep.
So we've come so far, it's like, can we even get back to it at this point? I think we might just have to just ignore the government and maybe it'll go away.
Johnson, I think there may be grains of truth to both ends of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to some extent, the Constitution has failed to keep us free.
But we can't expect a piece of paper to keep you free, just like you can't expect a gun to jump up and defend you. Johnson, great call, man. Thank you, as always. And we will be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern. I mean, really, you can't expect that gun to jump off the shelf and kill intruders. It'd be nice if they could make them like that. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're coming back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then, and you can take control of the show. And in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com and help us amp Free Talk Live. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. See ya. U.S.